All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Welcome in, HoopBallers, to another edition of your Thursday night box score breakdown. As always, I'm here, David Bracey, with my main man, Chris. Chris, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. Hello, HoopBallers. Happy Steph Curry Day.
That's right. He's back. He's B-A-C-K in the B-A-Y, and he was looking pretty good tonight. So I am very, very happy about that. Long live the three-point king, Steph Curry, and hopefully long live my fantasy teams that were patiently waiting on him. The rewards are here finally. I can't say that it's really going to necessarily propel me into the playoffs here, but, I mean, you can't pass up somebody like that sitting on your roster. I mean, that's always going to be to your benefit. So, like I said, happy Steph Curry Day. So glad he's back.
Absolutely. The NBA is more fun with him.
Yes, it's definitely more exciting. Lots of oohs and ahs in the Bay tonight, as to be expected. And we had a couple other games as well. All of them... Some more competitive than others. So let's go ahead and just dive right into it. For the first game of our short four-card Thursday night, we had the Denver Nuggets beating the Charlotte Hornets very narrowly, 114-112. On the Denver side of the ball, Will Barton, in 33 minutes, had 16 points on 6 of 10 shooting, hitting 2 three-pointers while also adding 7 rebounds, 2 assists, no defensive stats, and only 1 turnover. Barton had a really good pass off the back of one of the defenders on the Hornets late in the game to help the Nuggets end up closing out that game. So really heads up play from Barton there. Had to give him a shout out.
Paul Millsap in 20 minutes had 11 points on 4 of 10 shooting. He contributed a three-pointer while also adding 4 rebounds, an assist, a steal, no blocks, and only 1 turnover. In 30 minutes at the center's position, Nikola Jokic had 14 points on 5 of 10 shooting, going 4 of 4 from the free throw line while adding 11 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal, a block, and 6 turnovers. Gary Harris in 34 minutes had 14 points on 5 of 11 shooting, hitting a three-pointer while also adding 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block, and no turnovers. And then Jamal Murray rounding out the starting lineup in 34 minutes at 18 points on 6 of 14 shooting, hitting 2 three-pointers while also adding 3 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, no blocks, and only 1 turnover. Off the bench in 27 minutes, Jeremy Grant had 11 points on 5 of 9 shooting, also adding 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block, and only 1 turnover. Monty Morris in 24 minutes had 15 points on 6 of 8 shooting, adding a 3-pointer while also contributing a rebound, 4 assists, a steal, a block, and 2 turnovers. And then Mason Plumlee in 16 minutes had 6 points on 3 of 5 shooting, also adding a rebound, 3 assists, a block, no steals, and no turnovers. As far as the Denver Nuggets go, they were without Michael Porter Jr. tonight. The real issue here with the Nuggets, I can't even really necessarily say it's an issue. The real thing of note with the Denver Nuggets is they are a very deep team. As we have kind of discussed previously, they have a pretty deep bench. So the majority of these guys outside of the starting five are going to be more of a situational flyer than a guy who you're really gonna go out of your way to roster here. And I'm speaking more so in regards to Monty Morris, to Jeremy Grant, now that Paul Millsap is back in the lineup. To the Michael Porter Jr., guys like that. Those are going to be more of a fade, as I said, situational. They did lose Jordan McRae off of waivers. They sent him to waivers, and the Pistons have picked him up. So that's one less guy to worry about here. But as I said, a lot of mouths to feed. And the primary guys that you're going to want to have are the guys who are already owned, you know, Nikola Jokic, Gary Harris, Jamal Murray, Will Barton, and Paul Millsap. Gary Harris, of the starting five, in my opinion, is the weakest one. So he's going to kind of allow for some more minutes there for guys like Monty Morris, Torrey Craig, but again, going to be limited minutes, and I don't see a whole lot of upside for them. Any thoughts from you, Chris, about the Denver Nuggets?
I think you pretty much covered it. Just in my personal opinion, I probably wouldn't even touch Millsap as long as he's in that minute share with Jeremy Grant. I don't like either of them. So like in a standard 12 team league, if you have better options, I'll probably lay off of Millsap as well. So let's move on to the Charlotte side of things. This was a hard fought game by Charlotte, and but still gave it away at the end of the game there. Now we have Devontae Graham, who came back from a one-game absence and poured in 24 points to lead the Charlotte Hornets in scoring. And he did it very efficiently by his standard. He shot 8 of 15 from the field, 3 of 9 from beyond the arc. And he also added 1 rebound, 7 assists, and a steal. At the other guard spot, we have Terry Rozier, who had 19 points on 6 of 13 shooting, had 5 three-pointers, and also added 3 assists, but no defensive stats. PJ Washington had 20 points on 6 of 15 shooting, had 3 three-pointers, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Miles Bridges, who really cooled off after finishing strong in the month of February, had only 8 points tonight on 3 of 8 shooting, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, and had 9 rebounds, 2 assists, added a steal and a block. So those defensive numbers were there, which is helped float his numbers for the night, but the scoring just wasn't there tonight. The men in the middle, we have Cody Zeller, who had 10 points in 24 and a half minutes. He also added 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Coming off the bench, Cody Martin led all bench in minutes, had 32 minutes, but only added 2 points. But he did fill up the score sheet elsewhere. He had 4 rebounds, 7 assists, plus 3 steals. So all in all, still a pretty decent night from Cody. And we had the backup center, Willie Hernan Gomez, who had a stellar night with 14 points on 7 of 11 shooting, and also added 6 rebounds, but 0 across the board elsewhere. Off the bench, also we have Jalen McDaniels with 7 points on 3 of 5 shooting, added 2 rebounds. And Caleb Martin, who had 8 points on 2 of 3 shooting and no stats elsewhere. So that's it on the Charlotte front. I think we know who the players are here. Like I mentioned, Miles Bridges kind of cooled down a bit, but it's good to see that he's still working on the defensive side of things. For this Charlotte team, we know that center situation with Cody Zeller, Willie Hernan Gomez, and Bismack Biyombo, it's just not a situation I want to touch. So if you can, stay away from that. Outside of the core starters, Cody Martin has really came on as of late. And is really earning the coach's trust. Even tonight, like he only had 2 points. He only got 1 shot from the field, but he was on there playing his butt off and put up stats all across the board. So he looks like he's gonna be someone that will help your team out for the rest of the season. So give him a look. Kind of back-end standard league stuff, but he's looking like someone who can contribute. But don't mix him up with his twin, Caleb Martin. This is Cody Martin. Cody is the good one. So make sure you pick up the right Martin from Charlotte if you do decide to go that way. Anything you want to add there, David?
No, I think you much covered it. Like you said, to your point, the Charlotte Hornets are, you know, they're kind of just running their guys to see what they've got. So I think we can expect to see a lot of wonky lineups here as the Hornets kind of close out their season. All right, heading into the second game, we had the LA Clippers putting a whooping on the Houston Rockets. The Rockets really struggled with their shot tonight. The Clippers won 120-105. On the LA side of the ball, Kawhi Leonard in 28 minutes had 25 points on 8 of 15 shooting, hitting 4 three-pointers while also contributing 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 2 turnovers. Marcus Morris in 21 minutes had 11 points on 4 of 12 shooting. He also hit 3 three-pointers while contributing 2 rebounds and assists, a block, and only 1 turnover. Zubac in 20 minutes had 17 points and was a perfect 6 of 6 from the field while also contributing 12 rebounds and a block. Paul George in 29 minutes had 13 points on 5 of 13 shooting. He went 3 of 5 from the free throw line while also adding 9 rebounds, 7 assists. No defensive stats surprisingly tonight from PG and only 1 turnover. Pat Bev in 22 minutes had 5 points on 1 of 2 shooting. He hit a 3-pointer while also adding 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 1 turnover. Off of the bench, Montrezl Harrell in 22 minutes had 19 points on 5 of 9 shooting, going 9 of 10 from the free throw line while also adding 10 rebounds, 2 blocks, and 2 turnovers. Jermichael Green in 23 minutes had 11 points on 4 of 7 shooting, hitting 2 three-pointers while also adding 6 rebounds, 2 assists, no defensive stats, and no turnovers. Lou Williams in 19 minutes had 5 points on 1 of 5 shooting, also adding 3 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, no blocks, and only 1 turnover. And then Reggie Jackson in 17 minutes had 6 points on 2 of 5 shooting, hitting a 3-pointer while also contributing 2 rebounds and assists, no defensive stats, and 3 turnovers. Also, Landry Shamet in 17 minutes had 3 points on 1 of 4 shooting, The 3 points he got was from the 1-3 that he did hit. He also had 2 rebounds and a block. So as far as the LA Clippers go, they are really kind of, it looks like they are trying to figure out what their go-to rotations are going to be right now. When Kawhi's in the lineup, he's been playing really, really strong. PG has been struggling with the shot as of late, but I'm sure that will come around. We saw in the defensive stats tonight, so clearly he's just trying to work to get his game back to where he wants it to be. Zubac in limited minutes was incredibly efficient tonight against the small ball Rockets. No surprise there. Montrezl Harrell also feasted on the Rockets off of the bench. So it's good to see him playing strong and looking strong in the minutes that he got after there was some concern about his ankle after he rolled his ankle pretty hard in the last game, but he said he was going to be good to play, and he definitely was tonight. And then also in regards to the Clippers, it definitely looks like Reggie Jackson being in the mix here has really kind of muddied Patrick Beverley's standard league value. So that was a guy that you're holding on to. I know he'd kind of been in and out of lineup as of late with injury. That was a guy that you're holding on to. Probably safe for you to cut bait in the majority of settings here because he's just not really doing a whole lot with the minutes that he has. Did give you 2 steals tonight. His defensive versatility is going to be something that you always appreciate, and his ability to contribute across the board. But as I said, right now the Clippers, they're pretty deep, and they're definitely running with their guys. So just some things to keep an eye on. Here is the Clippers kind of heading to the playoffs. Any thoughts from you, Chris, about the LA Clips?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. Echoing on your point there, yeah, Patrick Beverley, I think as for this season, his fantasy relevance is pretty much done. Not that Reggie Jackson doesn't play. It's just taking away too much of his playing time, and he needs that to really give you those across-the-board stats, which is where his value lies. He's never a scoring-centric type of player, so if he's not on the court to do all the other stuff, he's just not going to be contributing to your team. Now, moving on to the Houston side, as Dave mentioned, so the team just shot horribly. They shot 36% from the field, and it was like only 17% from behind the arc, which is very not Houston-like. But all that, I think, again tells you how good the Clippers defense is. So let's talk about the box score. Russell Westbrook had 29 points on 11 of 27 shooting. Also pulled down 15 rebounds and had 5 assists and added 1 steal. James Harden had a horrible shooting night, had 16 points on 4 of 17 shooting. Made his living from at the line, 8 of 11 from the charity stripe, and added 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Robert Covington had a low scoring night, only 3 points tonight on 1 of 4 shooting. Did grab 9 rebounds and added 1 assist, a steal, and 2 blocks. So relatively quiet night from Covington, who's been just off the charts since he got to Houston. So yeah, we'll continue to ride him. He will help your team out for sure. Elsewhere, we have Daniel House Jr. Had 14 points on 6 of 10 shooting, had 1 3-pointer, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and also added 2 blocks. And PJ Tucker started at center, had 3 points on 1 of 5 shooting, all 5 shots coming from downtown, and had 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Now, off the bench, we have Eric Gordon, who played 23 minutes, but only total 5 points on 2 of 8 shooting, had 1 3-pointer, 1 rebound, 1 steal, and a block. Jeff Green has 17 points on in his 19 minutes of play. It was 6 of 10 from the field, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc, and also added 2 rebounds and a steal. Ben McLemore also played close to 20 minutes, but only had 2 points, didn't hit a shot from the field, and added 3 rebounds, 2 assists, Austin Rivers had 5 points on 1 of 5 shooting, had 2 rebounds, 3 assists, no defensive stats. DeMar Carroll had 9 points in his 15 minutes. It was 2 of 4 from the field, added 1 rebound, and nothing else. So, yeah, that's about all the meaningful players that was playing for Houston tonight. As you can see, like, it's just, in general, a bad night for Houston. Daniel House Jr. and Jeff Green was the only two that shot over 50%. And the rest of the team was just didn't have their shot tonight. I think Houston, this being a blowout game, so there's not too much to take away from this game. But we know, outside of Westbrook, Harden, and Covington, the rest of the guys, their wings is kind of a toss up here and there, with probably I would say Daniel House Jr. and Eric Gordon being the two that's most interesting. But Daniel House Jr. has had 2 decent games in a row now, but he really needs to stay aggressive and be aggressive on the offensive side for him to float his value. And Eric Gordon, if the shot's falling, the points will be there, the threes will be there, but don't expect to see the defensive stats on a consistent basis. So you kind of know what you're getting there. So if you need the threes, you can stream him. But yeah, like these are more your streamer type players, I would think. So depends on your team build, depends on what you need. You can go and stream them if they provide the stats that your team needs. Anything else you want to add there, David?
No, I think you hit the nail right on the head.
All right.
Well, speaking of hitting the nail right on the head, this is an excellent time for me to tell all of our wonderful listeners out there how they can hit the nail right on the head and win themselves some money with, of course, our favorite people over at MyBookie. MyBookie is an incredible website and platform for you to become a sports betting phenomenon. They have all the lines, the best lines across the board, every sport you could ask for. No more NFL, so we got the XFL. We got March Madness fast approaching, and they have got your brackets covered to keep you from being busted. They've got the NBA. They've got everything. I mean, wrestling. They even got pinball. I mean, you can't beat that. You cannot beat that. Head over to mybookie.ag to make your predictions a reality. MyBookie is one of the most trusted in the industry. If you're looking for a sports book to make some bets for any game, you heard that right. MyBookie is where you want to go. They've got the fastest payouts. They've got the best promotions. And possibly best of all, they have a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. That's right, you heard me. Customer service 24/7. You cannot beat that. You can pool your bets together for a bigger payout. So let's say, you know, you got a couple of big favorites this week. Parlay your wagers, bet multiple games, and if they all come through, you win big. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sports book around, and that's something you can bet on. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000, a whole grand. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. How awesome is that? All you have to do, are you ready? This is probably one of the most important parts. All you have to do is use our promo code today to activate that offer. Once again, that promo code today, T-O-D-A-Y, to get your extra cash from MyBookie. MyBookie, bet, win, get paid. And please, 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 I implore you, if you are a first-time sports bettor, somebody who's looking to dip your toe in the water and kind of figure out the best way to win yourself some money, or hey, maybe you're pretty good at this and, you know, you're just looking to see how good we're doing, give us a follow. please give us a check. Give us a listen at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. If you're looking for incredible, amazing, informative information on all the games on the card before you place that next wager, or maybe your first wager, please, please, please follow our very own betting info at Hoopball Gaming. They do incredible work. We have some incredible people, and we will help you get paid. And if you don't believe me, I know my main man, Chris, is a big fan of the guys over at Hoopball Gaming because they have been doing him very right. Chris, would you like to give a little testimonial here on the show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tonight was a good night, and I went 4 of 5 on my wagers tonight. And the only one loss was just me being trigger happy and pull one through. Obviously, I'm no expert in the gaming world, so I'm just relying on all the leans that the boys at Hoopball Gaming is giving out. For example, tonight, I believe the podcast today in sports betting, Ira and Neo is giving out, they had the under for the Clippers and Rockets game, which we hit, and it also had a lean that the Clippers was going to win. So the Clipper was a 1-point favorite, but obviously they blew the Houston right out. So we want that as well. And they also had the over in the Sixers and Kings game, which we'll cover soon. And they also had the Raptors covering in the first half. And we hit on all four of those. So thanks to the boys, I came out on top tonight. I couldn't be more happy. Like I said, I am no expert. I'm just blindly going with the boys' advice, and they have done wonders for my so-called betting career. Yeah, so definitely go give the boys a follow and go listen to the podcast. They put out some, it's all fun and jokes and with very helpful information. Listening to the podcast will really give you and help you kind of grow and get an understanding as to how they arrive at these leans that they have. So it's a very good listen. So definitely go pay them a visit there as well. David, are you joining in on any of this gaming action?
You know, as of late, I have been kind of down and out here with a little bit of illness. But now that I am back on the right track, I have been listening very intently, and I hope to make myself some money as these brackets are going to try to clean up at all at my offices here and make some money off my coworkers. So if you don't take my testimonial firsthand, please take that of my man Chris, because he is ahead of the game and is already cashing in. And like we said, give the guys a follow at Hoopball Gaming. They do incredible work, and they will help you build that bank account. And speaking of trusting the process, tonight we had the Philadelphia 76ers beating the Sacramento Kings 125-108. Sans trust the process, as we had Joel Embiid out of the lineup, Ben Simmons out of the lineup. But we did have the Sixers in action tonight, so we're going to go ahead and dive right into them. On the Philly side, in 36 minutes, Tobias Harris had 28 points on 11 of 22 shooting, hitting 4 three-pointers while also adding 14 rebounds, 3 assists, a block, and 2 turnovers. Mike Scott, in 25 minutes, had 11 points on 5 of 10 shooting, hitting a 3 and also contributing 7 rebounds, 4 assists, no defensive stats, and only 1 turnover. Al Horford at the center position in 36 minutes had 18 points on 7 of 14 shooting, hitting 2 three-pointers and also contributing 8 rebounds, 6 assists, no defensive stats, and only 1 turnover. Matisse Thybulle starting in the lineup with Josh Richardson out in concussion protocol, 19 minutes for 3 points on 1 of 3 shooting, also contributing 2 rebounds and a steal, no blocks, and only 1 turnover. Shake Milton in 27 minutes had 20 points on 8 of 14 shooting, hitting 3 3-pointers while also contributing 3 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, a block, and only 1 turnover. Off the bench, Glenn Robinson III in 28 minutes had 5 points on 2 of 6 shooting, also adding 5 rebounds and an assist. Furkan Korkmaz in 24 minutes had 7 points on 2 of 7 shooting, hitting a 3-pointer and also adding a rebound, 3 assists, 3 steals, and 3 turnovers. And then Raul Neto in 20 minutes had 16 points on 5 of 8 shooting, also hitting 2 3-pointers and contributing 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and 2 turnovers. Alec Burks in 18 minutes had 17 points on 6 of 12 shooting, hitting 3 3-pointers and also adding 3 rebounds and assists, 2 steals, and only 1 turnover. As I said, the 76ers are pretty banged up right now. They're without Ben Simmons. They're without Joel Embiid. They're without Josh Richardson. So that's kind of the story for the Sixers tonight. Tobias Harris, with all these guys being out of lineup, has been playing absolutely incredible, out of his mind, looking really, really strong. He's been very strong all season, even with the guys in the lineup. So he's just absolutely feasting right now. Al Horford also was kind of fading here as we kind of got past the All-Star break. But with the Sixers being out of the lineup and the primarily it being the starters, who are going to be out of the lineup, your 3 starters, Josh Richardson, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid. That swung a lot of usage Al Horford's way, which definitely is to the benefit of all Al Horford owners, as he was looking like a possible drop there. So I definitely like to see Al playing strong here. Of course, the trade deadline in the majority of leagues has expired, so not really a sell-high opportunity for you here. Just got to hope that Horford can continue the strong play. And then, of course, another story for the 76ers, Shake Milton has been playing incredibly well with Ben Simmons out of the lineup. Had 39 points the other night, another strong outing from him tonight, 20 points on 8 of 14 shooting. I expect him to continue to play very, very strong and play a primary role in facilitating the offense here for the Sixers, as I think Ben Simmons' absence is definitely going to be an extended one. Off of the bench as well, guys like Neto, like Korkmaz, like Robinson, like Burks, Neto, these are going to be guys, as I said, who are going to think are going to be more of a situational streamer, if usable at all. Truthfully, I think the majority of these guys here are going to be more beneficial to the Sixers' real roster than your fantasy roster. But again, you guys know your teams better than I do. So if there's somebody on here who you think maybe can contribute to your team in one category especially, go ahead and give them a look. I don't think it ever hurts. Do what you can to make the playoffs. Guys like Alec Burks are going to be probably more beneficial for you for scoring. Furkan Korkmaz is going to be more beneficial for you as a 3-point streamer. Glenn Robinson III, Raul Neto, these are guys who personally I truthfully do not trust. Any thoughts from you about the 76ers?
Oh, you covered it. Like, that depth at the wings for Philadelphia, as you just don't know who's going to go off which night. So, it's you stream what you see, see who can help you out in which categories you need, then you stream away. Outside of that, I'm just happy I picked up Shake Milton in a couple of my teams. He's just been popping off since the injuries took place. And yeah, that's that. Now, moving on to the Sacramento side, we have De'Aaron Fox led all scoring with 23 points on 9 of 17 shooting. Didn't hit a 3-pointer, but had 3 rebounds, 7 assists. A steal and a block. Bogdan Bogdanovic had 13 points on 5 of 8 shooting, was 1 of 4 from behind the arc, had 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and added a steal. Harrison Barnes had 15 points on 5 of 10 shooting, had 2 3-pointers, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, no defensive stats. Nemanja Bjelica had 7 points on 3 of 8 shooting, was 1 of 5 from beyond the arc, had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and no defensive stats as well. Harry Giles III started at center, had 10 points on 5 of 8 shooting in only 15 minutes of play. He also pulled down 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and added a steal. Coming off the bench, we had Ken Bazemore sighting. He had 14 points on 5 of 9 shooting, in his 32 minutes of play. He also yanked down 9 rebounds and added a triple one. 1 3-pointer, 1 steal, and a block. So definitely a good night from Kent Bazemore. And obviously we have Buddy Hield, who led the Kings' fourth quarter charge, had 22 points off the bench, 8 of 16 from the field, was 6 of 10 from beyond the arc, and added 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 3 steals. The backup center, Alex Len, had 4 points and 4 rebounds and 4 turnovers and nothing else. Corey Joseph played 12 minutes, nothing to see but 1 rebound and an assist. So that's all the players that play for Sacramento tonight. It's a tough win. They actually made a push in the fourth quarter to come back from, they were down double digits, but then the Philadelphia just pulled away. I think players you can count on in Sacramento to give you fantasy production is your De'Aaron Foxes, your Buddy Hields, and Harrison Barnes, who is a empty scoring type of guy. So if you're in points league, maybe Harrison Barnes, but if I were you, I wouldn't roster him in standard 12-team fantasy leagues. And Nemanja Bjelica had a relatively quiet night. He's been more than serviceable, putting up mid-round numbers with Bagley out, with Holmes out. So quiet night for him, but just keep rolling with him. Those numbers will come. And Harry Giles Jr. has been also putting up some decent numbers, starting at center for Sacramento. But sounds like the news out there is that Holmes going to be back in the near future. And I certainly hope that's the case. Please don't toy with my feelings. I can't take it anymore. I've been holding out on Holmes for like the past 2 months, like most of us have. And luckily enough, most of my teams are playoff bound. So if he does make a comeback, it will be a huge plus. So yeah, I digress. Harry Giles, roll him out there until Holmes comes back. After Holmes is back, he's value. You can monitor it, but my guess is it's just going to go down the toilet. The rest of the guys on this team, I don't really trust. Bazemore can put up some numbers here and there, but he's too inconsistent for you to count on. Anything else you want to add there, David?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. Let's hope Rashawn Holmes comes back here pretty soon. And I definitely agree with you. I really don't see the point in going out of your way for Harrison Barnes here, because he's a pretty empty fantasy player in my opinion. All right, yeah. Heading into we know who Harrison Barnes is.
Harrison Barnes is.
Yeah, exactly. So that's pretty much all you have to. That's pretty much all you have to say about that. But yeah. All right. Heading into the final game of the evening, we have the Toronto Raptors beating the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry's return spoiling it for him. 121-113. On the Toronto side of the ball, we did have Serge Ibaka back in the lineup. Of course, Marc Gasol out of the lineup. Fred VanVleet out of the lineup as well. In 37 minutes, OG Anunoby had 14 points on 5-7 shooting, hitting 3 3-pointers while also adding 4 rebounds, 3 steals, no blocks, no assists, and no turnovers. Siakam in 37 minutes had 17 points on 5-17 shooting, going 7-9 from the free throw line while also adding 5 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, a block, and 3 turnovers. Serge Ibaka back in the starting lineup in 29 minutes had 13 points on 6 of 11 shooting, also adding 13 rebounds and 3 assists with a block. Norman Powell in 38 minutes had a career high 37 points on 13 of 20 shooting, hitting 4 3-pointers and going 7-7 from the free throw line while also adding 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, no blocks, and 3 turnovers. Then Kyle Lowry in 33 minutes had 26 points on 6-14 shooting, hitting 4 three-pointers and going 10 of 10 from the free throw line while also adding 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, and 3 turnovers. Off the bench, Patrick McCall in 24 minutes had absolutely no points, but he did contribute 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Terrence Davis also saw 16 minutes off of the bench and got 10 points on 3 of 7 shooting, hitting a 3-pointer while also contributing 2 rebounds, 4 assists, no defensive stats, and 2 turnovers. As I said, FEV, Marc Gasol out of the lineup, Serge Ibaka back. So the big game that we saw from the water boy, Chris Boucher, definitely is in the rear view now. He only got 7 minutes tonight for 2 points. Did contribute a block, but pretty empty from Boucher tonight, to be expected. RHA also was a fade back to the bench with Ibaka back in the lineup. As of late, OG Anunoby's been playing really strong. Norman Powell has been playing absolutely insane with FEV out of the lineup. I think even when Fred VanVleet does return, Powell is still going to get a lot of run off the bench here, and I think is worth holding on to. I definitely added him in all the leagues he was available, and I definitely am glad that I did so. And then, of course, Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam. I mean, these guys have been strong pretty much all season. Injury bugs are something that we have kind of had to deal with regarding those two guys. Lowry, we know all the injury history with him, so let's hope that he's healthy for your playoff run here. And that pretty much covers it as far as what I'm seeing for the Toronto Raptors. Any thoughts from you, Chris?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. One thing of note is we finally got some update in Marc Gasol's injury situation. So he finally has that out indefinitely tag taken off of him. Like, he was listed as doubtful for tonight's game. So sounds like he could be back in maybe in the next few games. So that Gasol and Ibaka's situation is worth monitoring. And Gasol's had a very slow start to start the season, but just before the injury was playing quite well, and even in between the two injuries, he was playing well after he came back from the first injury and before he re-aggravated it. So If people were impatient or they had to drop him and he winds up, he's on your waiver wire and you can afford to stash him, maybe give him a look. Like, he could be useful. Like, don't expect gaudy numbers from Gasol. Like, that's not his role on this Toronto team, but value contribution right across the board is to be expected. So if that's something that can help your team, definitely give him a look if he's available on your wire. Now, moving on to the Golden State side, we got to start with our man, Stephen Curry, who came back from a, 4-month absence? He had 23 points on 6 of 16 shooting. Not very efficient, but first game back, some rust is to be expected. He was 3 of 12 from beyond the arc. It was 8 of 8 from the free throw line and also chipped in with 7 rebounds and 7 assists. No defensive stats. And all that in just 27 minutes of play. So very, very, I would consider a very good first night back from a prolonged absence from Curry. So for those of you that held on, good for you, and he's here to help you for the rest of the way. Now, for the rest of the line, the Golden State Warriors, Damian Lee had 23 points on 8 of 17 shooting, was 5 of 12 from downtown, and also added 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 steal. Andrew Wiggins had 21 points on 9 of 20 shooting, 3 of 9 from downtown, had 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and also added a block. Juan Toscano-Anderson played 22 minutes, had 2 points on 1 of 4 shooting, had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. And Marquese Chris, starting at center, played almost 30 minutes, had 17 points on 6 of 14 shooting, had 12 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. So pretty good game from Chris. Coming off the bench, we have Eric Pascal, played 32 minutes, had 16 points on 6 of 10 shooting, was 1 of 4 from downtown, had 4 rebounds, 8 assists, which we don't usually see from Pascal, and no defensive stats. Michael Mulder had 8 points on 3 of 9 shooting, 2 of 8 from downtown, and also added 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. Dragan Bender played 16 minutes, had 3 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, no defensive stats. And Jordan Poole, who also played around 16 minutes, didn't hit a shot from the field, had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 block in his 16 minutes of play. So going forward, I believe Steph is here to stay. Given the fact that this is a hand injury that he suffered, we've been talking about him. We probably wouldn't have to worry so much about his conditioning. So he should be good to go. And tonight's game definitely demonstrates that. So I think he was out there for 27 minutes and he looks just fine. So just roll him out there. After a couple games, the rust comes off. He's going to be back to Steph of the old. And Wiggins should continue to contribute, even with Steph back. That's just he won't have as much ball handling opportunities, but he should, with Steph's gravity, it's just going to be even more open shots for Wiggins. So Wiggins should still provide good value rest of season. Marquise Chris has been golden since he came back on to this Golden State Warrior team and was manning the middle for them very, very, and putting up very good numbers. So just keep rolling with him. I don't know about how Damian Lee would fare. He obviously did well tonight, but the usage should, I expect the usage to take a bit of a hit, and he's not all that consistent to start with. So proceed with caution, and he can monitor the situation if you already have him. If you don't have him, I definitely wouldn't run out to grab him. Even after this pretty good scoring night tonight, he's just too inconsistent. Eric Pascal continues to put up pretty good scoring and rebounding numbers, but no defensive stats there. A interesting guy that they picked up is Michael Mulder, who I believe last week, it was his first game. This is another 10-day contract guy. And he came up from the D leagues and was supposedly a sharpshooter. And he has been shooting quite well now that he's acclimated to the system. So if you are looking for a low-end three-point streamer, you could give him a look. Outside of that, I think that's it. That's all I have on the Golden State front. David, anything you want to add there?
No. I think you pretty much covered it. To your point, yeah, I'm wondering what's going to become of Damian Lee now that we do have Steph Curry back, because we can assume it's going to be primarily Steph Curry and Andrew Wiggins kind of facilitating playmaking here for the Warriors. So definitely a situation to keep your eye on.
For sure.
Well, that is going to do it for us here tonight for your Thursday night box score breakdown. Chris, do you have anything coming up this week for HoopBall or otherwise?
No. Just continuing to work on some website upgrades. We got a few projects on that front trying to, hopefully we'll get it ironed out before the season's over and we'll get some fresh looks. Outside of that, Yeah, outside of that, I'm on Twitter all the time. So if any of our listeners want to fire me some questions, you can find me on Twitter at cmanubc. That's cmanubc. So send those questions my way. I'll be happy to answer your questions. Where can the listeners find you, Dave?
Well, the people, as always, can find me on Twitter at DFB_3. Definitely hit me up with any of your fantasy-related questions or comments. I'm always happy to help and generally awake pretty late. So definitely feel free to hop into my DMs. I'm always happy to help. And with that being said, on behalf of myself, Chris, and all of us here as a part of the HoopBall Army, we appreciate you all tuning in to listen for another edition of your Thursday Night Box Score Breakdown. We appreciate everybody listening to all of the HoopBall content for the entire network. You guys are incredible, and we really, really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to us, because we have a lot of fun, and we're glad that you can enjoy what we're doing here, because I think everybody does some really, really incredible work. So, as I said, on behalf of all of us, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. We will see all of you next week. See you, Chris. Thanks, man.
Thank you, and good night.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.